Part 4. Review Test. Directions. You will hear 10 short talks given by a single speaker. For each short talk, read the three questions and the four answer choices that follow each question. Select the most appropriate answer, A, B, C, or D. Then, mark your answer. You will hear each short talk only once. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following announcement.
Attention shoppers, attention shoppers, the time is now 8:45. This store will be closing in 15 minutes. Will all shoppers please make their way to the checkout counters and pay for their purchases? Please remember you can visit all our branches every day of the week during our store hours of 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. And don't forget, tomorrow is Bargain Tuesday with an extra 10% off selected food and drink products throughout the store. Thank you for shopping at SuperSave, where you can find great bargains every day of the week.
1. Where can this announcement be heard? 2. What is the purpose of this announcement? 3. When is this announcement taking place? 4 through 6 refer to the following short talk.
Well, what a great match that was. Truly remarkable. I'm joined here by both players. Welcome, guys. First, congratulations to both of you on what has been an excellent final. I don't think we have ever seen such fantastic tennis here at Wimbledon for many years. That was a spectacular match, one of the longest in the history of this competition, and the fans here in the stadium and those watching at home surely enjoyed it as much as I did.
4. Where is the speaker? 5. Who is the speaker talking to? 6. What is stated in the talk? 7 through 9 refer to the following voicemail message.
Hello, this is Erica. Sorry, but I won't be able to come into work tomorrow. Andrew is sick, and I have to take him to the hospital first thing in the morning. It's not serious, at least I don't think it is, but he'll probably be out of school for a few days. I'll call tomorrow after we get back. Can you please ask Gary to finish the monthly invoices first thing in the morning? They have to be sent out by noon. It's all on my desk in a blue folder. Thanks a lot. I'll call again tomorrow. I have to go now. The doctor's office is calling. Bye.
7. Why will the woman be absent from work tomorrow? 8. What does she ask her co-worker Gary to do? 9. Where most likely is the speaker? 10 through 12 refer to the following short talk.
So, this is the office you'll be using. I hope you'll find it big enough. Please make yourself at home. There's a coffee maker in the corner. Hopefully it works. And you have a nice view, too. The restroom is down the hall on the left. You should have everything you need. If you have any questions, I'm on the third floor, room 302. You can call me on extension 4530. Now, a client of mine is coming soon, so if that's everything, I'll let you get settled.
10. Who is the speaker talking to? Eleven. Where is the restroom? 12. What is the speaker going to do next? 13-15 refer to the following report.
Hello, everyone. Well, today is going to be another beautiful, warm, and sunny day in Ontario, with temperatures up to 17 degrees Celsius in some parts. Just perfect for this time of year here. A great day to enjoy a walk or a jog in the park. The high pressure will stay with us all day. The only change will be in far northern Ontario, which will see some showers coming in through Thunder Bay in the late afternoon. But no rain at all for Ottawa, Toronto, and throughout the rest of the region. By midweek, we could hit 20 degrees.
13. What will the weather be like in Ontario? What does the speaker suggest people do? 15. What will happen later in the week? 16-18 refer to the following speech.
Thank you all for coming today. This is the first of three seminars we'll be having on achieving your potential. Now, you all have different jobs and have different backgrounds, but one thing you all have in common is the desire to be the best you can be in life. Over the next 3 hours, we'll be looking at the key principles behind personal growth and discover ways you can tap into your true potential. After that, it's lunch, and then we'll look at case studies of some famous people who started with nothing but went on to enjoy tremendous success, as well as one or two who didn't make it. We'll examine the lessons we can learn and then wrap up with a question and answer session around 5 o'clock.
16. What is the purpose of this speech? 17. Who is the audience for this talk? 18. What will happen at the end of the day? 19-21 refer to the following radio report.
This news just in from our business correspondent, Kate Leung, at the World Trade Talks in Geneva, Switzerland. It appears that an agreement has been made to reduce carbon emissions by 30% over the next 5 years. Surprisingly, all the countries attending the talks have now signed and promised to meet this target. This represents a major step forward in the battle against climate change and global warming, which has become an increasing problem in recent years. An official announcement confirming the details is expected within the next 60 minutes. And now, the rest of tonight's news.
19. Who most likely is the speaker? 20. What is the report about? 21. When will there be an official announcement? Questions 22 through 24 refer to the following advertisement.
Have you had an accident at work? Have you lost money as a result of this accident? Then call Accident Insurance Investigators for help right now. We promise to investigate your claim within a week. You could get a cash lump sum or a regular payment every month. Making a claim with us is fast and easy. We'll deal with your employer directly. Call now. Call 1-800-555-8598 and find out how much you could get. What have you got to lose?
22. Who is the intended audience for this advertisement? Why should people get in touch with the company? 24. What should anyone interested in this service do? 25 through 27 refer to the following voicemail announcement.
Thank you for calling Leroy Ashton Auto Supplies. You have reached our customer service department. Unfortunately, all of our operators are currently busy answering other calls. Please hold the line. You are currently caller number 5. Your estimated waiting time is 14 minutes. If you do not wish to hold, press 1 to leave a message. One of our operators will call you back as soon as possible. Thank you.
25. Who is being addressed? 26. How long will the caller have to wait? 27. What should callers do if they do not wish to wait? 28 through 30 refer to the following report.
Good morning. I'm Jack Albright, and welcome to Best in Show, right here on Capital City Radio. In just a few moments, we'll be speaking to Hamir Sharma, theater critic and chief reviewer for the popular magazine City Life. I'll be asking him about the best shows in town at the moment, so keep listening for hot tips on what to watch. Then at 10, we'll go to our very own Laura Sharp for the latest music and entertainment news in the region. Finally, from 10:30 to 11, we'll have a special report on what it takes to make it as a singer in a Fame Academy. I'll give you the full picture of the pressure these young people face, how it can affect their health and their lives, and the sacrifices they have to make in order to live life in the entertainment fast lane.
28. What is the purpose of this talk? 29. Who is Laura Sharp? 30. What will listeners most likely hear next?